네네.
Mm-hmm.
Be cool. 50-50 Fire and Ice. Joni Mitchell would know. What an amazing composer. I suppose in my lifetime, Joni Mitchell and John Lennon are probably, you know, the two most important composers that I've encountered in my lifetime. Joni Mitchell is an outstanding songwriter. And what's fascinating about the album Travelogue, which was released in 2002, it's a double album, is that all of her songs have been orchestrated by a man named Vince Mendoza. He was actually a Grammy Award for his arrangement of the orchestral versions of Joni Mitchell's songs on this album, a 2004 Grammy Award to Vince Mendoza. And what's fascinating about hearing these recordings is how Joni's songs stand up to an arrangement by someone else. You know, when she originally records, it's with a guitar or piano, and it's always an electronic band. But hearing the orchestration of her songs is just astounding how well they stand up to that deeper treatment. Her voice, Joni Mitchell was born in 1940. So when she was recording this particular album, she was, 62? And her voice sounds remarkable to me. It's one of the most recognizable voices that I've ever heard. That song was called Be True, Be Cool, and she wrote the music and the lyrics to that song. There's another song on the same album, Travelogue, where she takes poetry and she adapts it and makes it a song of her own. And there's a very famous poem by William Butler Yeats called The Second Coming. And Joni Mitchell does an amazing version of the Yeats poetry. She titles the song Slouching Towards Bethlehem, which is a line from the original poetry. The poem by Yeats was first published in 1919 and in 1921. And it's amazing that Joni stays true to the poetry almost word for word. She only modifies a couple of lines. And it's an amazingly beautiful and deep recording. It's also another really prize orchestral arrangement by Vince Mendoza. So let's listen to Slouching Towards Bethlehem from Joni Mitchell's Travelogue album.
Within the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart. The center cannot hold, and the blood-dimmed tide is loosed upon the world. Nothing is sacred. The ceremony sinks. Innocence is drowned in anarchy. The best lack conviction. Given some time to think. And the worst are full of passion without mercy. Surely some revelation is at hand. Surely it's a
second coming, and the wrath has finally taken form. For what is this rough beast? Its hour come at last. Slouching toward Bethlehem to be born. Slouching toward Bethlehem to be born. The shadows that straddle and strafe and struggle in the darkness, troubling my eyes. Shaped like a lion, it has the head of a man. As blank and pitiless as the sun, and it's moving its slow thighs across the desert sands, through dark indignant reeling falcons. Surely some revelation is at hand. Surely it's a second coming, and the wrath has finally taken form. Oh, for what is this rough beast? Its hour come at last. Slouching toward Bethlehem to be born. Slouching toward Bethlehem to be born. Of a lion, it's got the shape of a lion, raging and raging. It rises from the deep, opening its eyes. After 20 centuries, vexed to a nightmare, out of a stony sleep, by a rocking cradle by the Sea of Galilee. Surely some revelation is at hand. Surely it's a second coming, and the wrath has finally taken form. For what is this rough beast? Its hour come at last. Slouching toward Bethlehem to be born. Slouching toward Bethlehem to be born. Of a lion, head of a man,
Joni Mitchell, working the poetry of Yeats. That song is called Slouching Towards Bethlehem. The album was released in 2002 on Nonesuch Records, and it's produced by Joni and her ex-husband, Larry Klein, who also plays bass on the recording. In addition to the orchestral members, you'll recognize Herbie Hancock on piano, Billy Preston on organ, Paulino da Costa on percussion, Brian Blade on drums, Wayne Shorter on saxophone. What an amazing collection of musicians. We'll hear a little bit more from that album later in the program. So, voice and orchestra. In the late 60s, a lot of rock and roll musicians started to experiment with orchestration in their music. Even the Rolling Stones released Moonlight Mile with a full orchestra recording in them. There was an album released in 1968 by Joan Baez on Vanguard Records called Baptism, and it's one of the most unusual albums I've heard. It seems to be timeless to me. The album is orchestrated by Peter Schickley, who you might know as PDQ Bach. Peter Schickley is an American born in 1935 in Iowa. He does the orchestration. The concept for the album is by Maynard Solomon, who was actually the person who founded Vanguard Records. And, of course, the poetry is sung and spoken by Joan Baez. We're about to hear three songs on three different poems. The first one is called Childhood Three, and it's by Arthur Rimbaud. He's a French poet, born in 1854, died in 1891. When Rimbaud was 15 years old, he ran away from home. And at 17, he wrote the groundbreaking landmark poetry called Les Illuminations. When he was 20, he stopped writing any more poetry. He abandons literature, and he moves to the East Indies and to Africa, where he dabbles in gun running and slave trade. So the poetry of Arthur Rimbaud. And then we're going to hear a song set by Peter Schickley called The Magic Wood, and the poetry is by Henry Treece, another British poet born in 1912 and died in 1966. And finally, we'll hear All in Green Went My Love Riding. And that's a poem by the American poet E.E. Cummings, who was born in 1894 and lived until 1962. So this is Joan Baez from her 1968 recording called Baptism. Joan Baez.
In the woods there is a bird. His song stops you and makes you blush. There is a clock that never strikes. There is a swamp with a nest of white beasts. There is a cathedral that goes down and a lake that comes up. There is a little carriage abandoned in the copse, or that goes running down the road beribboned. There is a troop of strolling players in costume, glimpsed on the road through the border of the woods. And then, when you are hungry and thirsty, there's someone who chases you away.
Must not go to the wood at night. I met a man with eyes of glass and a finger as curled as the wriggling worm and hair all red with rotting leaves and a stick that hissed like a summer snake. The wood is full of shining eyes. The wood is full of creeping feet. The wood is full of tiny cries. You must not go to the wood at night. He sang me a song in backwards words and drew me a dragon in the air. I saw his teeth through the back of his head and a rat's eyes winking from his hair. The wood is full of shining eyes, the wood is full of creeping feet, the wood is full of tiny cries, you must not go to the wood at night. He made me a penny out of a stone and showed me the way to catch a lark with a straw and a nut and a whispered word, penny worth a ginger wrapped up in a leaf. The wood is full of shining eyes, the wood is full of creeping feet, the wood is full of tiny cries, you must not go to the wood at night. He asked me my name and where I lived, I told him a name from my book of tales. He asked me to come with him into the wood and dance with the kings from under the hills. The wood is full of shining eyes, the wood is full of creeping feet, the wood is full of tiny cries, you must not go to the wood at night. But I saw that his eyes were turning to fire, and I watched the nails grow on his wriggling hand, and I said my prayers all out in a rush, and found myself safe on my father's land. The wood is full of shining eyes, the wood is full of creeping feet, the wood is full of tiny cries, you must not go to the wood at night.
All in green went my love riding on a great horse.
smiling, my heart fell dead before.
Joan Baez, Baptism. Joan Baez was born in Staten Island in 1941. Her father was a physicist and a researcher and a UNESCO consultant, and she moved around a lot when she was growing up. She made her debut as a singer at the Newport Folk Festival in 1959. And by the time she met Bob Dylan, she'd already appeared on the cover of Time magazine when nobody knew who Bob Dylan was. Joan Baez, another incredibly recognizable and individual voice. Joni Mitchell and Joan Baez are both sopranos. And when Joni was young, she had a higher, clear voice with a fast vibrato. And Joan has always had a very lyric soprano voice, very high, with a very fast vibrato. But it seems that over time, Joan Baez's voice has retained its high lyric soprano sound, and Joni Mitchell's voice has deepened significantly during her lifetime. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill in the snow-covered land here in Jeffersonville, New York. There's another singer, a British singer by the name of Sandy Denny, who's also a brilliant songwriter. Sandy Denny was born in 1947. And the first recordings that she did was with a folk rock band called Fairport Convention. They were pretty much credited with creating the whole genre of folk rock. Then she joined a band that she formed 1 year later in 1970. The band is called Father and Gay. And they only stayed together for 1 year. And then she moved on to a solo recording career. Unfortunately, Sandy Denny died rather young. She was only 31 years old. She lived until 1978. She had an accident. She fell down some stairs. And unfortunately, we are not able to know the type of mature work that Sandy Denny might have done. But we're about to listen to three songs by Sandy Denny. The first one is from her solo album called Sandy, released in 1972, and it's an incredible arrangement of a song by the American musician Richard Farina. The song is called The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. And after that, we'll hear one of Sandy's original compositions from her time with Father and Gay. The song is called Nothing More. This is Sandy Denny.
As gentle tides go rolling by along the salt sea strand, the colors blend and roll as one together in the sand. And often do the winds entwine, do send the distant call, the quiet joys of brotherhood and love. Thunder in their sound, the rainbow song.
Thank you. she did not lie. Wait for the dawn, and we'll watch for the sun as we turn and we'll see to arise in the
The beautiful music of Sandy Denny. That's a song that she wrote called The Lady. And that's from Sandy Denny's solo release from 1972. And before that, we heard another Sandy Denny composition called Nothing More from the band that she formed called Father and Gay. And right before that, we heard an amazing arrangement of a Richard Farina song called The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. Sandy Denny, what a powerful voice, more of a dramatic voice than either Joni Mitchell or Joan Baez. A lot of power in the middle of her voice, and just an incredible songwriter. Also, the idea somehow when I woke up this morning and I looked outside the window and I saw the snow flurries, it just seemed like a day that I wanted to be surrounded by the sound of instruments, of strings and oboes and horns. And they're not synthesizers. These are all actual orchestrations. And the idea of poetry being set, beautiful poetry being said. I'd like to go back to more Joni Mitchell. There's a song called If, which is a poem by Rudyard Kipling, which was written in 1895. It was first published in 1910. And on Joni's most recent original studio recording, the album is called Shine, and was released in 2007. Joni does an incredible version of the Rudyard Kipling poem on this album. And then we'll go back to one final song from Joni Mitchell that you probably know, but I bet you're not familiar with the recording of Woodstock from the Travelogue album. It's truly an outstanding arrangement, once again by Vince Mendoza. This is Joni Mitchell, If.
Wonder and delight, and the I came upon a child of God. He was walking along the road, and I asked him, "Where are you going?" This is what he told me. He said, "I'm going on down to Yasger's farm. I'm gonna join in a rock and roll band. I'm gonna camp out on the land and try and get my soul free." He said, "We're stardust." He said, "We're golden, and we've got to get ourselves back to the garden." "Can I walk beside you? I've come here to lose the smog. I feel like I'm a cog in something turning, round and round and round. Well, maybe it's just the time of year. Well, maybe it's the time of man. I don't know who I am, but life is for learning." I know we're stardust. I think we're back to the garden. By the time we got to Woodstock, we were half a million strong. And everywhere you looked, there was song and celebration. That night I dreamed I saw the bombers up there riding, shotgun in the sky, and they were turning into butterflies up above our nation. We are stardust, come from billion year old carbon. We are golden. We just got caught up in someday bargain, and we got to get ourselves back to the garden.
Kathy Geary, you've been listening to Nell and Them I hope you enjoyed the music today. I hope it made you comfortable on such a cold, snowy afternoon. Thank you so much for listening. Support for this program comes from the community and from the Cooperage, 1030 Main Street, Honesdale. Be entertained, be challenged, be inspired. TheCooperageProject.org. It's about 1 minute before 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's 32 degrees outside, right on the freezing mark. This is 90.5 FM, WJFF Jeffersonville, and W233AH Monticello, New York. Hydro-powered public radio for the community. Forecast for this afternoon is a 50% chance of snow, which we've seen come true to 100%. And the forecast for tonight is a slight chance of snow showers in the evening,